he said to me, if I yoke myself to him while I'm mm-hmm. plowing the field, that's the hard.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, running a business is hard work. Okay. It's hard work, yes. ladies. Yes. We know it is. All the things that we do, it's hard. And there's nothing wrong with hard work. Okay. Proverbs 31 mm-hmm. woman, she worked mm-hmm. hard. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have to do it God's way. Mm-hmm. So what he said to me, Kristen, to your point is, stay yoked to me in the field.
Yes.
Because when you do it my way, okay, and you work from a place of rest, okay, and I think we're going to come back to that, because it doesn't yes. mean, oh, I'm going to put my feet up and watch Netflix tonight.
All right, before we begin, I want to introduce you to my friend Carlene. Carlene and I actually met on Instagram because it is one place that we both build our business on that platform. And so we met there in a business coaching program. And as you'll hear, she is actually an English girl and she lives in Florida. She actually met her husband in Spain at a Christian Leadership Academy. And so they now live in Florida because he is a Floridian. And she has two young kids, 3 and 5. And she actually has a degree in health and social care and a background in nursing, social work, and church leadership and women's ministry. So Carlene works with women in a coaching capacity where they tackle a lot of mindset, working on their identity in Christ as daughters of the King, learning how to walk in their authority, gaining clarity and confidence in their calling, and really experiencing financial peace through using their gifts, talents, and passions to make an income, which is exactly what she has done herself. And, you know, Carlene and I have connected so well because we do a lot of similar work, because there is such a need for this work in our world right now. So her passion is really to help Christian women to get unstuck, to find their purpose and financial peace. So I am excited for you to meet Carlene in this next episode. Stay with me. Let's get started. Welcome to Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm your host, Kristen Owens, daughter of the King, mom of 3, and 3 decades in the health industry. I've learned not only the importance of building healthy foundations with simplicity, but also making heavenly principles the ultimate foundation for success. Let me guess, you're a goal-getter, ambitious, driven, and your health has suffered, and your relationship with Christ, well, it almost feels non-existent. Let's not talk about skipping meals, drive-through runs, and caffeine to get you going. No need to worry, sister, I have the solutions for you. It's time to prioritize health and holiness as your success strategy. It's all about healthy, simple foundations that can change everything. I mean everything. Ditch difficult, embrace ease with a dash of Godspiration. Grab your hot bevy, hit play, and let the good vibes and Holy Spirit wisdom flow. Let's dive in. So Carlene, I'm so glad that you joined me today. You and I know each other from business coaching that we do together, and we've met on Instagram. Social media is so awesome for many reasons. We might get into today why it's not so great in terms of what talking about hustle and rest, but you yeah. and I have connected in, I love your story because it's so much in alignment with what God has for me and where I am right now when it comes to letting go of hustle and really mm-hmm. working from a place of rest, which I right. didn't even really understand what that meant, but we're going to talk more about that today. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I want you to share just a little bit about your story, and because you have a great story, and I really want you to let the women know listening where you're coming from, and yeah, take it away.
Thank you, Kristen. So I should really start by introducing myself and explaining that this accent is obviously not from America. I'm originally from England. I live in Florida. I've been here for 7 years since I met my Floridian and married my Floridian husband. We have 2 young children, and it is just a pleasure to be here. And thank you, Kristen, for inviting me. So a little bit about my story about how I came to this point in my journey and in my life today. Last year, the beginning of last year, I found myself looking for an opportunity to increase our income. I already work full-time as in social work in the local community. My background is nursing. I met my husband at a leadership academy, so like a seminary school. Our story is an awesome one, maybe for another time. It's a testimony in its own self. But yes, so I, with both of us, my husband works in education, I work in social work, and we found ourselves in need of more income. We are raising a family in Northeast Florida in 2024. So here we are, it's expensive. Anyway, that being said, I looked online. I wanted to find something that I did not need to be I didn't want to be outside of the house any longer than I already am away from my family with my job. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all of that to say, I found lots of opportunities online, found digital marketing and affiliate marketing, jumped in and started to hustle. That word, we're going to come back around to that word. Started to really work hard and do my full-time job and then come home and then really hustle hard at the side job, trying to do God's work. So Kristen, I am a Christian. I am a Christian entrepreneur. I'm a kingdom-minded woman, mom, wife. I love Jesus and I know what I'm called to. And so, but we're going to come back to that too, because we can so easily fall into some traps, okay, which we're going to get into. But I was just making it happen in the evening, and I'd get my young children to bed, and then I'd be awake until the early hours, like hustling to get all the things done on my business online. And I was doing it in the Lord's name for him, to him, to bring him glory. And that's what I was doing, but I was burning myself out. Well, fast forward into the beginning of this year, 2024, and I like to call it the mountain time. I had some mountain time. My husband and I call it mountain time. What that means to us is that I set aside some time to pray, fast, be alone. Any mom of young kids know that takes quite some organizing. And I took a day and did that, went up the mountain, as we call it. And really seeking God and actually getting real with where I was at, how I was feeling. And so what I was able to do in that time, Kristen, was really be honest and write down, get on paper, Father, I'm disappointed. Father, I'm exhausted. Father, I am burned out. Father, like this cannot be the life that you have for me, that John 10:10 life of abundance. Like I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm not seeing the fruit. Father, where is it all going? And just being really honest and real and having that raw, transparent time, vulnerable with my father. And oh boy, did he meet me in that place. He met me on that day and I've never been the same. And so what he showed me is that I'd been hustling. And he showed me, Kristen, that hustling is not kingdom culture. And it was really hard. Mm-hmm. It was really hard for me to hear that because I was like, hold on a minute, Father, I've been doing all the things. And he said, yeah, but you've been hustling and that's not of me. This is what he showed me. He took me to a scripture in Matthew 11:28. And I want to share it with you. It's a well-known one, but stick with me. This is what he said. It says, Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. So then he gave me a picture, gave me a vision, and this is what he showed me. You know, like how the oxen are yoked to each other, two oxen are yoked to each other. That's the yoke it's speaking of in that scripture, in a field, plowing the field together, okay, working the field. He showed me that I have been plowing the field, hustling in the field without him, not being yoked to him. That was the problem. But Lord, I was doing it for you. It's in your neck, yeah, but you weren't yoked to me. So this is what he showed me, is that you got to stay yoked to me in the field. And it went a little bit deeper. I don't just love our time of Jesus. It's just a revelation that we get when we sit still and we listen and we lean in. And he said to me, he gave me a promise, Chris. And he said, if you will be yoked to me, and we do it side by side, you stay yoked to me, you do it my way, it will be quicker, it will be easier, and there will be a harvest.
Amen. Oh my gosh. So there's so many things there that I wrote a lot of key things down here, because there's just so much here. And I think just, I feel like just that statement, that scripture right there, and just what he told you, because he told you this because you seeked him and asked him. And I think that, I know that there's a lot of daughters in Christ that are looking for the same sort of guidance. They've never been taught that this is what they can have. And they could be saying, well, I want that. I want that. But the difference is you seek that. And when we look to his scripture as our final authority, it is our, what I want to say, it's our final authority, and it's what we live by. It's like, it's not maybe if, it's, that's just the way it is, regardless of what we see. The fact that he reminded you that is a mic drop, right? That is right there. That's a mic drop that you were. And sometimes we don't realize, because I've been caught up in this as well, is we've talked about this, is we think we're doing what we're doing in our business for him. And because he's guided us, I know that in terms of entrepreneurship, I know he called me to entrepreneurship, but I never realized, just like yourself, I never realized that I was doing it in my own strength. Yes, I was bringing him in, but it was not the same thing as being yoked together. And surrendering, you know, in our coaching, we just did this week, the great exchange, and actually coming to the Lord with, you know, our hands open, saying, this is the burdens, whatever it is, the burden that you're carrying right now, those of you listening, and actually surrendering that to him. He says in his word that, because that's exactly what you're talking about, Caroline, is he's saying, bring it to me. But how come, my question is, how come we don't bring it to him? And I think maybe there's probably many reasons, but we're so caught up in the doing, 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 that we're not focusing on who we're being. And we need to be more like his image, which is what he desires, right? For those of you listening that have a business and are parents, and maybe you have a job as well, is God is, you know, has given us this calling, this ministry, and it's not about getting to the mountain and to the, you know, the rank or the position or the final, you know, wherever it is, you know, wherever it is that we're working to get to, it's all about who we're becoming in the process. And God wants us to become more like him in his image, learning to surrender, because he said that you can't do anything in and of yourself. It has to be with me. So exactly what you just said there. It's so good. It's so good. Okay. So let's go back to the burnout. Because that is something that I experienced. And for me personally, burnout can come from so many different places, like doing too much physically. A lot of burnout is coming from the mind and what's going on in our mind. I know for me personally, God showed me that you're not burned out because you're doing too many things. You're burned out because you are actually burning yourself out, because you're not seeking my ways first, even though you thought you were. And you're not putting spiritual things first, because you're trying to do it in your own strength and you're trying to do it your way. So I remember he said to me, like, okay, are you done? Like, are you done? And are you just going to let me help you now? And exactly what you said, Caroline, he said, repeat it again. He said that if you would just yoke yourself to him allow him to, right, then he would make it. What did he say? He would make it what? There's three things.
He said to me, if I yoke myself to him while plowing the field, that's the hard. Okay. Running a business is hard work. Okay. It's hard work, ladies. We know it is. All the things that we do, it's hard. And there's nothing wrong with hard work. Okay. Proverbs 31 woman, she worked hard. Okay. But we have to do it God's way. So what he said to me, Kristen, to your point, is stay yoked to me in the field, because when you do it my way, okay, and you work from a place of rest. Okay. And I think we're going to come back to that, because it doesn't mean, oh, I'm going to put my feet up and watch Netflix tonight. That's not rest. You know what? This is, I'm going to get on a soapbox for a minute. That used to be rest to me. The old Carlene, that used to be rest to me. That's not rest to me. The further I to my anointing and my authority as a kingdom woman, that is not rest to me. Okay, so that's another thing for another time. But staying yoked to him in the field, okay, while we're doing the hard work, the hard and holy work, as our coach Heather calls it, he gave me a promise. It will be easier, it will be quicker, and it will produce a harvest.
Fruit. Yeah. Easier, quicker, and I want to emphasize, it will, because yeah. God's word never returns to him void.
Amen.
He can never lie. That's right. What he says, it will come to pass, period. Now we have to believe, right? There's that element of belief, which everything in God's kingdom is belief. But it will produce fruit. And that is so amazing. So let's come back to then this burnout and mm-hmm. the rest. Let's just talk about rest, right? Mm-hmm. So what is, you tell me then, because I know I'll agree with you, what do you say? What have you learned? What has God taught you that mm-hmm. rest actually is? Because he doesn't say not to work. The Bible specifically says we need to work hard. But there's a difference. And I don't think in the marketplace, I think that people, women are not understanding what rest is. It's not mm-hmm. sitting on the couch and doing nothing. So you tell us, please, what you've learned, what God has taught you about rest.
Yeah, this is a great question. And it's something I love to unpack. And it does need some unpacking. Because it's more than, we talk all the time and we hear it all the time about self-care, like, by, you know, drive through Starbucks. Yeah, I like to do that. I like to go and get my favorite coffee, you know, and I guess we could, you know, self-care on that. Yeah, okay, great. I mean, sure. But that isn't nourishing my soul. So when I sat with God, when I had that mountain time, and the reason, let me just tell you real quick, the reason I call it mountain time is because oftentimes Jesus took himself off, you know, by himself and went up the mountain. And it didn't have to be at the mountain, it could be anywhere, but it just ended up as a catchy little phrase for me and my husband, like, we're gonna have some mountain time. That's why we call it mountain anyway. When I sat and had that time with Jesus, then I really learned to ask Holy Spirit questions, and I've also learned to listen to his questions to me, because he asks me questions. And so I felt the Lord on this occasion ask me a question: how are you going healthy body, soul, and spirit? What goals do you want to set in those areas? I felt him ask me that, and I was like, oh wow, okay, let's think about this. So I was like, okay, body, well, I know what's healthy for my body, the nutrition that I give my body and the food and the things that I take in, and also moving my body. Okay, I think we can agree on those things. That's good for my body. My spirit, I know that for my spiritual health, I know that it's good to and read my Bible and to get God's word into my heart. For me personally, I love to read my Bible. I love to journal. Journal's been super powerful for me, a powerful tool. And also worship. I love worship. So I listen to worship and sing worship a lot. Okay, all of those things. And there's more, okay, for my spiritual health. Those things I know about and I know how to implement. The difficult one for me that caused me to dig a bit deeper was my soul. What can I do to increase my soul health? And it's like, okay, Lord. And I sat with that for a minute and said, okay, what does that look like, Lord? What goals can I set for that? And I had this kind of conversation with the Lord about, okay, let's unpack it. What is my soul? It's my mind, my will, emotion. So it's my mental health. What I can do and how I can spend my time to ensure that I am healthy, me, Carlene, my personality, my character, my mindful emotions. So then I start to unpack, okay, let's look at my personality. What are my love languages? Like, I see there's so many layers of it. What's my love language? Quality time. I love quality time. I love quality conversations. I love talking about Jesus. This fills me up. This fires me up. This lights me up. I need to do more of that. That's what's healthy for my soul. I need to think about, what am I taking in? Like, let's take inventory of, like, the shows that I'm watching. What am I looking on? What am I scrolling on? All of these things, because that's my mind. Healthy in my mind when I think about, what are my eyes seeing? What are my ears hearing? All of these things, there's so many layers of it. And so when I started to realize, it was like, ah, okay. and then make some changes and make some tweaks and be more intentional. So one of the things I really enjoy doing, it's so simple, Kristen, and you and I have talked about this, is going for walks outside, because I feel like, and I call it like a Trinity walk. I know we joked the other day, I call it the Trinity walk, because I feel like it takes care of body, soul, and spirit. It's like I can walk, move my body, right? I can move my body, so healthy for my body. I can be talking to Jesus, okay? That's so healthy for my spirit. And I can be listening to the birds, and I can say hi to my neighbors, and I can be listening to a podcast. I can be getting God's word into me. All those things, like, it's body, soul, and spirit. And it's also good just to be outside for your mental health. It's good to be outside in nature. And that's what I wanted to say about body, soul, and spirit, and how the Lord has taught me how to rest, because going for walks is probably one of the most restful things I do for myself now.
Yes. And I know women that are in my community, I've told you this as well, is people don't understand the truly the benefit of just walking and what it does. We're not talking about working out, just walking, and how it calms the nervous system. And because all these thoughts, and when we're not taking care of our soul realm, those thoughts create stress in the body, which then wreak havoc on your gut and your hormones and all the things. And so going out, also the sunlight, God made the sun for healing. Like, yes, there's many reasons for the sun, you know, so it's light outside and all the things, but healing, the sun provides healing. So, you know, here in Toronto area, we don't always have sun. We do today. Probably in Florida, you have more, but just getting out, there's so much benefit from that walking. So yes. And then you stack, you habit stack, right? Like what Carlene is talking about is she's habit stacking. So she's layering what she can do. So maybe, okay, she's not lifting weights, but that's okay. Because if we're so focused on what we're not doing, well, I need to do weights because it's good for my hormones. Yes. But where are you right now? Is that going to fit into what you're doing right now in your schedule and what's going on? If it's a no, just do something. And I think that people get so caught up in, especially with the fitness industry, we get so caught up in, well, that's not enough. Everything's not enough, right? Which creates stress in itself. And when we talk about rest, when we are living in a place of it's not enough money, I'm not doing enough in my business. That was my thing for years, was I'm not doing enough. I'm not where I want to be in my business because I can't, I'm not doing enough. So it was creating stress. So, you know, when we talk about rest as well, it's that what's going on in your soul realm, which is the will, the mind, the emotions, as we've said. And in your mindset, are you believing that you are not enough? Because you're not, because that's why Jesus died, to make you enough. You are enough because when you have him, and you know, what are you people pleasing? Are you doing what you're doing because you're afraid that someone else might think something negative? Or are you not showing up online as an entrepreneur because, well, what is someone else going to think? Are you not talking about the Lord and talk about spiritual things because, well, what are other people going to think of me? But the thing is that when we're so focused on ourself, me, 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 which is a pride thing, and not focused on, you know, when it's about us, we can't do God's work, and we can't help other people because we're thinking about, well, what are people thinking about me? It doesn't matter what they're thinking about you, because when you just keep God's kingdom first and you seek his kingdom and what he wants for you, then you don't have to worry about anyone else, because what can man do to me when God is for me? So he's going to move you forward. So if you want to really focus on being intentional, well, we don't want to be intentional about not burning out, because whatever we're focusing on is what grows bigger, right? But if we want to focus on thriving, and we want to focus on that, you know, like you said here, the life of abundance that Jesus has given us, then what would you say, Carlene, then is some top two, three things that you think maybe God's taught you that would help us to start working towards that life of abundance that Jesus died for us to have, given that so what would you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So a couple of things come to mind. So one of the principles that God has taught me again and again, and it keeps coming back. Why? Because I'm not always obedient. And then I have to come back, you know, we go round and round a mountain, and it'll keep taking us round and round until we get it. And it's this idea, this principle, kingdom principle, of being faithful with what you already have, what he's already given you. So I believe that as Christian, kingdom-minded people, we are to live a life of excellence, not perfection. We know that. We know we're not looking, we're not striving, because that's hustle. We're not doing that. We're not looking for perfection. But we do things unto the Lord, right? So we do things with excellence. So what that means is when I'm juggling, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I work a 9-to-5 and I'm running a business. Okay. If I have all the things, and I don't know, some of your listeners can identify with this. Everything can sometimes feel so urgent to me. Everything feels urgent and I'll be overwhelmed. And I'll say, I've learned to pause for a second and to say, Holy Spirit, I feel so overwhelmed right now. What do I need to do? Because everything feels urgent. And I've learned to moment and listen to his voice, and he'll show me what's the next thing. What's the next thing I need to do? And you know what, Kristen? It's always the thing that he's already given me. It's always the thing that he's asking me to pay for with the small things. And so whatever that may be. So let's say I've got something for my business right here, and I've got something for my family right here, and I've got something for my 9-to-5. Well, guess what? I'm employed, okay? I there was a responsibility. I have a responsibility to be excellent in my job. And guess what? I have children, I have dependents, and I'm a mom, and that's a higher calling. So this one is number one. So kids first. If there's something for my family that needs to be done, I will be faithful with that. The second thing is going to be my job. I will be faithful with that, and I will do it with excellence. That means that my business, which is, I'll be honest, okay, that's the thing that I want to do number one. That's the thing I want to focus on the most. That's the thing I want to do all the time the most, because I have felt like you. It's never enough. It's never enough. It's never enough. And that's the thing that God tells me to leave oftentimes. Push that aside and do the other things. Because if I'm only putting half of my efforts into my job, I'm not being faithful. He already gave me that job. Okay, I have a dream this year in 2024 to actually be able to quit my 9-to-5 and focus only on my business, but we're not there yet. But I'm never going to get there if I'm not honorable in my job, if I'm not faithful with what he's already given me. So that's just a kingdom principle. And there was something else I wanted to share. Can you repeat that question for me? Because there was something else as you were asking and something jumped into my mind.
So what are two things that are going to help help a kingdompreneur or a woman get to that life of abundance? So the first one was,
Okay, so another principle that I would like to share is to actually listening, like learning, practicing the presence of God, learning to hear his voice. And I'll be honest with you, this is something that I am very much on a journey with now. So I'm very excited about it, because it's something that I'm getting revelation like every day right now, because it's kind of a newer thing to me to really lean in and listen to his voice. And so I actually just I've been using a lot of journal prompts, which has been amazing in my relationship with Jesus, to really like ask those questions, to set aside time. You have to set aside time. Some mountain time, or whatever you want to call it, set aside some time away from the distractions, and sit. And actually, I use these journal prompts, and I ask Holy Spirit, like simple things like, Holy Spirit, where are you right now? Holy Spirit, what do you want me to know right now? Holy Spirit, what area of my life am I not allowing you into right now? To get that deeper revelation. And those things will set you up for success. And what is success? Success is being obedient to what God has asked you to do. Success isn't six figures. It's not. For the kingdom-minded mom, like success isn't six figures, 7, 8, 9. That's not what it is. You missed the point. Success for the kingdom-minded woman is, have I been faithful? Have I been obedient to what God put on my heart to do today? Or the call that he's put on my life, and what he's asked me to do, the business that he's asked me to do and launch, have I been obedient? That's success. Yeah.
Yes, 1,000%. Because I think that we get into the marketplace, whether it's network marketing, building a business, whatever it is that you are doing, those of you that are listening or us that are talking here, is we get caught up in what everyone else is doing and what we're hearing coming from out here. And this is why those quiet times are so important, because you don't realize when you're slipping over into that place. I've been there. It was always that dream that, so for those of you listening, if you feel like, you know, God has called you to be a financier of the church. So you have a desire to earn six figures, seven figures, beyond. That's not a bad thing. But what we're saying is it cannot be your driving focus. Yes. Your driving focus has to be what God wants you to do. It has to be your relationship with Him. I'm always asking, Lord, bring me back to what your purpose is for me. Mm-hmm. If I get over to, because He said to me a long time ago, God said to me, you know, I can give you whatever it is, all the things you're desiring right now, I can just give it to you right now, but I'm not going to, because I will lose you in the process. I will lose you when you get there. So He doesn't want us, if you are like me and you felt like, why is it taking so long to get to this place that I know God has put this desire in my heart? I know He has, in my spirit. And I realized that it's because He doesn't want me to be so caught up in the spirit of mammon and the idolship of having a business and all of that, which I talked to another guest about, all of the idolship. There's so much to that. We could talk on and on about that. But we have to get back to what is it that God wants me to do. And just like you said in the beginning, that He will make it easier. He will make it quicker. He will help. That fruit will be produced if He's asked you to do that. So one of the things that I constantly do is I say, Lord, I want what you want for my business. Because I know He's called me. I want what you want. So if I keep getting off, if I get off, because sometimes we can go off, right? Just like a sheep, just kind of goes off, just pull me back. Yeah. And that's why I love what you said with the journal prompt.
There's lots, but how I start usually is, Holy Spirit, where are you now? That's a great one. And then, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to know right now?
Yes.
What,
was the third one?
What was the third one? Was it,
where am I going? It wasn't, where am I going off?
Oh, I know. What am I, like, it was something like, what am I hiding from you? What area of my life am I not letting you into?
Yes. Yes. What area of my life
have I not let you into?
Yes. And so that just is jumping out of my spirit. What area? So those listening, I feel like Holy Spirit is just really nudging here. What area of my life am I not allowing you in? Or even in relation to your business, where am I not letting you lead in my business? Where am I not letting you lead in my business, in my life, in my health, right? In my community, it's women that know that stewarding their body well is important. So you can use that. Like, where is it that I'm not letting you lead me in my health? So we have about 3 minutes left. And I would love, because we could keep going on, you know, Caroline, we could just keep going on and on. And so I will have you back so we can keep going on. But for now, where I'm going to leave it, I feel like Holy Spirit wanted us to leave it there at asking Him, where is it that you're not allowing Him in? So Caroline, where can the listeners find you? And what do you have, anything that, I think actually you had told me you had created a freebie. Am I correct? Okay, awesome. So tell us, we've got about 2 minutes left. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
And where just we can
real
find
quick,
you.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at Carlina Sanaseas. I know it's a mouthful, my husband's Greek. and I just created a freebie, Journal Prompts for the Kingdom-Minded Women. So as if He lined all of this up. So those three journal prompts that we already mentioned, plus a handful of others that I find really useful. I put it all together from my heart to yours. My intention is that it would be a tool in your hand to help you go deeper in hearing the voice of God, practicing His presence, and really leaning in your relationship with Him.
I love it. I love it. So that's going to be amazing.
So you can grab it. There's a link in my bio on the Instagram to my Stan store, and you can find it right there and you can get it for free.
Now, what we're going to do is in the comments, in the show description notes, we're going to actually have your Instagram linked, and also that link. We'll have it there. So it's easier for them to go there and check it out. Amazing. I'm so glad you were here chatting with us, because this is definitely a topic that what we need to keep alive. And I think we need, Holy Spirit needs us to keep this talk alive. So thank you for being here. And thanks to everyone for listening. We'll see you next time. If this podcast inspired, encouraged, or blessed you in any way, the number one way you can help me is share with a friend or fellow entrepreneur. Number two, leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. And number three, take a screenshot of this episode and share on your social channels. And make sure you tag me at Kristen Owens Wellness so I can share on mine. And we can help more people together. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.